I'd like to read a passage from the Old Testament. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21 and verse 22, and then the 9th chapter, verse 1 through verse 6. As we read this, we might think that this was written yesterday or today one. He says, "For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people?" Now the 9th chapter. "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil. And they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed of his neighbor and do not trust any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant and every neighbor will walk with slanders. Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Lord." Of course, this is Jeremiah speaking about the wickedness of his day and time and giving a warning to Israel. He's speaking about sin of the people of Israel. We know that different times they were told to repent. And we know in the New Testament we're told today to repent and as Christians to confess our sins to God. And I don't really like to make suppositions, but probably most or all of us in here tonight are Christians, and that is our command today. If we sin, we need to repent and ask God for forgiveness. If it's a very publicly known sin, then a way to make it known to other people that we've repented and asked for forgiveness is to make it known publicly and ask the church also to forgive as we ask God to forgive. If you need to respond to the invitation that's been chosen, will you come right now as we stand and sing?